went to Nevada, Las Vegas, and about and up in the mountain, you know, up in the hills, and came on back around to Chicago.
Have you ever been outside of the country?
I've been in, well, not far, just what do you call it? Jamaica, not Jamaica. The islands down here, Nassau.
Yeah. Mm.
We went there, I think, when? Must have been around 16. I guess I got my master's degree. Went to Nassau, took a boat over. And Canada. That was some time ago, I think that was around. That was around 60, I think.
Yeah. It was interesting what you said about your degree. You got it in biology and chemistry and in food science. Now, I've known a lot of people who have been scientifically oriented and who have either changed so that their primary interest was literature and, you know, poetry or whatever, or who have a special interest in that sort of thing. I mean, I started that way. I started as a chemistry major, and then I switched to math, and I stayed in math for 3 years until I changed to English during my senior year. And I know an English professor at the college that I went to had a bachelor's degree in chemistry. Now he's a PhD in English literature. I wonder if there's anything to that.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought about that too, because I think my sophomore year in school, I met a man in New Jersey. I went to New Jersey, school in New York, New Jersey in the summer too, after work. And I was in Vauxhall, New Jersey, and met a man who had a BS degree in biology. Right. He was working in a post office.
Yeah.
And I said, wait a minute, I said, and talked to him. I said, look, you mean to tell me you've gone and gotten your degree and you're in the post office? And I could understand it. But I reflect on that every once in a while. And now I understand. It's either for two or three reasons. Either he found that either he did not get enough education to be of some help to himself as well as to somebody else. Everyone wants to, I guess, be of some help to himself as well as somebody else, you know, and wants to do a job well. A person with a BS degree in the science field now will probably just get a mediocre job. And or even with a master's. But I think the main thing is that he thought that this was the area you want to get into. Well, might have been pushed into the area as a child. Because I was en route to medical school. All the way up through my senior year in school. Matter of fact, I was a pre-med student up until my junior year. And I changed over to just straight biological research. And I've only worked in it for what, 3 years, or three years and a half in that particular area. Now, one of the reasons I think I have not, I'm not working in that particular area because there's no place here in this particular locale.
Would you like to get back into it?
I think sometime I think so. If they have facilities here, when I say here, well, somewhere within a radius of 100 miles, I probably would. And I thought from time to time about just going up to Auburn and working on a higher degree, which would probably afford me maybe, I don't want to teach though in the high school area.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would like teaching in the college area or not. I taught school 1 year, and that was in 64. But I didn't care too much for that. So I left that, and that's when I went. I left. After I got my degree, I came to Alabama. I came down about 40 miles on this side of Mobile and taught school a year, and then went back to Ohio, where I got married. Right? But I don't know if I would really be happy sitting up looking through a microscope all day long now, because I've become programmed to do many other things, and those other things that I've been programmed to do require some freedom and less discipline.
Yeah.
Whereas before, to sit down all day on a stool or whatever the case might be, you have to be disciplined. And I've lost some of my discipline. Matter of fact, that bothers me sometimes. Yeah.
Is that necessarily a good thing?
What's that?
Discipline.
It is. Very much so. Very much so. Matter of fact, I think I was more disciplined at after I finished school. I think I got my BS degree. And also probably than I am now. I don't know if it's a temporary loss, or what. But I don't feel as if I'm as disciplined as I used to be.
You know, you definitely have to get yourself in a certain frame of mind to be successful in college work.
That's right.
Okay, what about your parents? Where was your mother born?
Union Springs.